refrained from using the soundboard that entire time. The mixing board.
This is the post show.
I think that means that the entire post show needs to have some
73.
Some special effect turned on.
Who is it?
No, this is going to be just you because you're controlling it.
Is this Snobby? Oh, God. Is that the right one?
You're bad at this.
I think it's this. No. How about that one? No.
What are you trying to do?
How about this one? No.
How about this? That's me.
No.
How about this one?
It's just your voice.
Space.
What about this? No.
God damn it.
What about this one? No.
Yes. I'm in space. Ghost. What's this? No. How about that's robots? What about the owl?
Just turn.
Nobody wants to hear your voice.
I'm in Tron.
Turn it off.
Hello?
Turn it off.
I forgot which one was the.
Turn it off. People are paying for this.
Testing.
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 Testing. Testing.
Bang. 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 Bang.
No, it's not how it
I consider myself the luggage man.
Shut up in the world.
That's not what it sounded like.
Turn it off. Turn it off. You should not have said anything.
What are you talking about? I'm not the one who brought it up.
God damn it.
You're the one who brought
testing.
It up.
No, Joel's the one who brought
testing.
It up.
Testing.
Just stop it.
Testing. You're I gotta find it. Testing.
You're an idiot.
Testing. Testing.
Are you looking for the...
Testing. Testing.
That's a flanger. I know a flanger when I hear it. Testing. Hello. Is it this one?
I'm in the Phantom Zone. Hello.
Okay, this is dumb now.
Hello.
Well, of course it is.
Hello.
Hello.
Can we talk about shit now? Or are you
go for it? Go for it.
You're basically this is you're masturbating. We are listening to you masturbate.
Hello.
We should interview Barbarella.
And
hello. The Blubberella.
We're listening to you masturbating in a mirror.
I don't understand why I can't find the voice.
That's the one. That's the special sauce.
You need to mark that shit down somewhere.
There is nowhere to mark it. Ah, that feels good. We can never go back to Arizona!
It's like a goddamn freight truck. If you're gonna do that, you gotta share with the group.
No,
and then we'll talk.
Me. Come on, yeah, come on.
No, we'll just straight off.
Puff, puff, pass.
I'll do this for the whole show, and then we're done. You can do it for as long as you want.
I am going to spray
I'll take it.
That shit all over your room.
Like my cat does? That's a little half and half.
No.
That's a little half.
Just a whole, hey. Oh, that's sexy.
Wait, you know what? Give it to all of us. I got an idea.
There's no way. It's going to sound like nothing.
No, give it to all of us.
You're not allowed to do this. Is that all?
So, I got a letter from the HOA. About the hanging dead bodies. Hello, for my calf. Did you guys get one of those letters? I'm not listening to you. Apparently it said that my body was covering the numbers to my cave.
Oh. They come.
It's
did
over.
You turn mine off?
It's all over.
God damn it. You're an idiot.
You can't hear any of it. There's three.
You don't know how to do bits.
Yeah, no, really. You're definitely going somewhere with that.
Everybody
that
wants to hear about
that was
HOA in hell or that, HOA in hell.
That was going
to
go super far.
HOA in the
H-E-L-L? They said I couldn't hang up my blood wreath this year.
My mom hangs one of those.
Blood wreath?
My mom
like
has,
once a month or?
My Oh, no. She's way past that.
Wrapped.
My mom has like a box of decorations for like basically every month of the year. Yes, box. Oh, I watched the box.
I haven't seen that.
It was
awful. I really want to because I've heard it's just insane.
It's not. Can I kind of spoil it for you?
No, don't.
Please?
No.
Please.
Fuck you.
Please.
No.
Please.
No.
Why aren't you more responsive when I sound like that?
Hey, baby. Why don't you let me spoil a movie for you sometime?
No. But I will smoke raisins with
you. It's terrible. It's one of those movies that, like, did you ever hear about, remember that movie with Nicolas Cage, Knowing?
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, so it's like, you know, movie, 2012 disaster, oh, it's aliens.
Right.
It's one of those movies where it shifts what it could even be about into, like, nonsense about halfway through. Also, all the acting is bad. That James Marsden is just, he has no emotion. He has no...
He was a great Cyclops, though.
Which works, because Cyclops was the most boring character there ever was. But James Marsden just sucks. Cameron Diaz plays his wife, but she talks like this during the whole thing, and it's not believable, because she doesn't talk like that. But and that dude's got his face melted off. But yeah, it's dumb. The whole thing's dumb. It's a movie with no consequences and no... it doesn't matter. Nothing that matters.
Like the song?
Which one? November Rain?
Nothing
else. Oh, Nothing Else Matters? Okay. November Rain. Nothing really matters, and we both know what's to change.
No, actually...
Ooh, yeah.
No, that's not the same song.
That's is,
November Rain.
That's Nothing Else Matters by Metallica.
Nothing really matters.
That's also not it.
Then we both know November Rain.
Yeah, that's right. Keep going. Keep going. Let me see. That's not it.
That's the same song. I don't know. I do not. Yeah.
Okay, that one. Yeah.
Darkness imprisoning me in the November rain. Love I see. When I don't know what can change.
I only did that.
Ooh, yeah.
There's a hair on here.
I should just wipe it off. I just kind of blow on it like a.
Yeah. It's gone.
Ooh, yeah.
Why hasn't somebody killed him yet? Axel.
He's still alive?
James Hetfield. Which band?
What's happening?
I
got a boner.
Yeah. I made up a mashup on Twitter today because I was singing in my head and I just happened where somebody was talking about Transformers and I said,
you've got the touch. You got the power, but it just might be a lunatic you're searching for.
That Billy Joel song? I don't know. That
are mentally retarded.
I saved that for the post show. I save that kind of stuff for the post show.
Awesome.
Because almost no one hears it.
Yeah.
It's not. It doesn't make any sense. Eli, what are you looking
do
at?
Do we have topics left? You have paper with shit written all over
it. We did all this. We talked about racist hobbits. We talked about...
That was a good... I enjoyed that bit.
We talked about the Spider-Man. The Spider-Man musical.
Spider-Man. I need to know when it's actually going to come out.
Look it up, man. It may not, honestly, which would be super awesome.
Well, it needs to happen one time.
And you're going to somehow be there.
And right.
Talk about Observe and Report, Punkin' Chunkin', Wolverine. Man, there was more of that in there too. There was like
I only saw the
that expository dialogue.
I only saw the edited version that Josh had. And that was just funny just because of the unfinished CG.
Oh, yeah. Like there was the general comes out and he's like all the they're putting the adamantium in Wolverine and he says he goes to the other guys are like, this is going to be our Weapon X. And the guy's like, Weapon X? You know, the Roman numeral 10. He's our 10th weapon. Weapon X. Like, all of the dialogue was like, we need to explain things from the comics and the previous movies. There's a part where they say, what was it? It wasn't the Weapon X thing. And they end up calling Deadpool Weapon 11. It was stupid. Oh,
the
yeah.
The whole thing was retarded.
They call it, he's like, he's Weapon 11. We're taking a pool to see how many people he makes dead. the Deadpool. They work it in there. They work in like God. It was like we've pulled all of his powers. He's surely to make everyone dead. Deadpool. It's excruciating.
It was such a huge thing.
I hear you're
wasted.
Really good at poker. That's why they call you the Gambit.
That's why they call you Poker Face.
Good, good, good Gambit Face. Good, good Gambit Face. Mama.
I'm trying to think of another movie.
Gambit was terrible in that. They just gave him every power. Gambit just had like every power. They did nothing to do with what he could actually accomplish with cards. And
I'm trying to think of other movies where they did that.
Pink Energy.
Oh, and Thus We Must Go Back to the Future.
Yeah, that was basically every line.
That's acceptable, right? But
it might as well have been the titular line. Every line was a titular line.
Welcome
movie.
To Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Did they say it in The Abyss?
Welcome to the Abyss. That's a famous line. The little water monster right. says it.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the Abyss.
What about in Terminator 2?
Quit
2?
Killing your planet.
Did they mention said,
no,
judgment?
No, it's in Terminator 2. He says, I'm a Terminator. Also a Terminator 2.
No. Judgment.
And this is Judgment Day.
Okay. Like he has a calendar. And he points to the 28th of August. I know they say it in Waterworld.
What is with all this water in this world? It's basically a water world.
And then, like, he's superimposed on the screen.
I like the crazy scientist in that movie. That was one of our questions we didn't answer.
Rape Dragon?
Was, actually, let me find this question.
The girl with the rape in her?
Dude.
Tattoo?
Oh, God.
The girl with the rape tattoo?
This was
there
from.
There is a rape tattoo in that movie.
This is from @Hungary underscore pirate. What shows or movies do you hate yourself for loving? I will watch Waterworld every single time it comes on.
What?
Every time.
What's wrong with you?
Every time.
That's worse than Smallville.
I'll watch it every time. What?
Oh, God.
Okay, I'll admit. I watched that movie Doomsday.
Which funny. One?
With the new one where they have to break through the wall to go inside the
quarantine
zone.
The one that ends like in a castle and.
Yeah. That was so weird. It was kind of cool, though. It was fun.
Pumpkin chunk, chunk.
No, did you not? Were you not? Pumpkin, chunk, were you not there at Rick's when we watched that?
I'm never anywhere.
Yeah,
that was a long time ago when Rick was around. I don't even think he had a baby.
Yeah, he did.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. He did.
Because she's like 4 now, almost.
Oh yeah, that's right.
It's been a long time.
Would you quit chunking?
What was another movie and there's a titular line in Pumpkin Chunkin' too, where they're like. What is with all these pumpkins for us to be chunking? Pumpkin chunking.
No.
No.
You didn't watch it.
No.
You can't verify that.
I didn't see that.
There
was an old state sketch. No, a UCB sketch on their show from the late 90s, early 2000s about how this guy claimed that he had the titular line in every movie. And he's like, I had the titular line in Out of Africa. I was in that movie. You were not in Out of Africa. And he just keeps insisting on it. And eventually he shows his friend a VHS of Out of Africa. And it's like the movie. And then splice in and he's in a car and he's like just pretending to drive. He's like, man, I really wish we could get out of Africa. And then cuts back to the movie. That was good. Matt Besser. He's funny.
Cloverfield. They're like, hey, what is that? A Cloverfield?
Look at the monster. He's heading for that Cloverfield.
Yeah, that's exactly how that happened.
I showed that to Denise.
Yeah.
I forgot how good that movie is.
I like it. It's really good.
And
do that one girl jibs like halfway through.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, she fucking pops.
She goes into a room and then you just see.
Yeah, just hits the plastic.
That's so great.
The thing about that movie that kills me is the amount.
Your motion sickness.
Of, not only that, but the amount of motion control in that movie.
Motion control.
Like. Every single effect shot had to be done with the camera being shook violently, like they were trying to break it.
What's wrong with that?
I'm saying it was. I don't know. It was impressive. It's almost distracting to me thinking about that versus actually just watching the monsters eat people's feet.
I
can't do it. It makes me kind of sick. So I can't leave. Also, the whole movie is kind of over and nothing really happens.
I did not lean on that.
Whatever.
All right. Oh no! Yeah, we saw the alternate endings, and
oh, what are they?
They're all the same. Like I was like,
they die.
I was like, okay, alternate ending, and they're all the same.
What happens?
Nothing. Like you remember how? I mean, you saw it, right?
They end up in that
not the alternate.
They
ending.
End up
no, but I'm
they
saying
end
you
up,
saw it, right?
I've seen it a few times.
They end up in the
they
in
end
the,
up under a bridge in Central Park,
and then they play the video, and then the video clips to them like on a Ferris wheel or something.
Yeah.
Like the alternate ending is like two different cuts.
Oh, they're just different video clips. Yeah, flashbacks.
And I was like, okay, that's lame. I thought like the Hulk or something was going to show up or something.
They die in all of them. So
right. Yeah, it ends exactly the same, except for the video clip. And I was like, okay, that's not cool. But the did we watch the outtakes? There were some outtakes. The outtakes were actually funny.
Like Cloverfield breaks the wrong building.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, guys. Sorry. My bad.
I hope that one was insured.
Hey, guys. But, yeah.
Sorry, bros. Had a few too many before I came to work, and all these buildings look the same, and, fuck me, you know.
No, that's not cool.
Pumpkin. Chunky.
Sounds like you're going to rape a pumpkin.
I'm definitely going to rape a pumpkin.
To push that to my face. What else did we watch? Well, I haven't finished Tron. We watched Scott Pilgrim again.
Just made me think of Dave Chappelle. My name's Tron. I'm the richest man in the world.
Lucky hand of dice. Clackety clack, clackety clack.
We're here with the...
I'm pretty sure that's racist.
Yeah, we're here with the richest man in the... in the world right now. I'm sorry, sir. What is your name?
My name is Tron.
And how did you become the hottest? How did you become the
hot hand of dice?
Hot hand in a dice game.
That was awesome.
Clackety clack. Is that your baby? No, I bought that baby cash.
Cash money.
Did you quit your job as a truck driver? No, I bought this truck of cools.
It's going to keep my family in cigarettes for years.
I'm rich, bitch.
Hey, so that was, did they append that to every episode after that sketch?
Mm-hmm. No, it was there before.
Yeah.
Oh, so they clipped it out before that even aired.
Well, it's a different sound clip. It's the same words, but it's a different recording.
Yeah. No, I think it's the same thing, isn't it?
No, it's different.
It's different.
Hmm.
Because he's also driving off and you hear the burr, burr, like, which they actually edited. They also added that back in the end, but you can tell it's different.
Somebody pointed out, this is Jesse_Monster, when we asked about Jesse nerd Monster? Actors that never made it, they were surprised that Sarah Michelle Gellar's career kind of flopped, and Alexis Denisov. He was great. He was really good as Wesley.
Right, but I mean,
but he's got his little cash cow.
What else is he going
to
do?
Well, I mean, he's married to Willow, and she's still on a show, so.
Yeah, she'll do fine for herself.
You think? You think she has life beyond How I Met Your Mother?
I think she'll continue to get work.
She's never done a movie that anyone saw after fucking American Pie.
Fat Chicks.
It wasn't called that. It was called Date Movie. And
it was called Fat Chicks.
Unbelievably awful.
Whatever.
Unbelievably awful.
Anybody who was in the movie Phantoms didn't make it.
Phantoms?
Yeah.
What's that?
Except for Ben Affleck.
With Ben Affleck.
What is that?
About Phantoms.
Okay.
It was the movie in which he was the bomb, yo.
Was Ben Affleck in a remake of
Jaws?
The Phantom?
No.
No.
Not the Phantom. Who's the guy in the purple tights?
The Mask.
That's no. Was it the Mask?
That's Billy Zane.
Oh, it was Billy Zane. Right. What's that called?
The Phantom.
Is that called the Phantom?
Or the Shadow?
The Phantom.
The Shadow was Baldwin.
No, okay. It's the Phantom.
The thing I loved
Dick
about
Tracy.
The thing I loved about the
Dick
Shadow,
Phantom.
Which
Phantom
was
Dick.
So great.
Is this a rape joke?
when Baldwin turns into the Phantom, he gets a Jewish nose. Do you remember that?
No.
They talk about how it obscures his appearance. His mystical powers obscure his appearance. He just gets a big giant nose. And I'm like, you just gave him a Jew nose. That's not cool. Like,
that's racist.
That's
too.
Super Jew racist. You should not be doing that to the Phantom.
We apologize.
And then he talks like Woody Allen throughout the rest of the movie. I know. I'm the Phantom?
Rose McGowan was in daughter. Phantom.
Maybe we can go to the deli? Have a roast beef sandwich? I don't know.
Who knows the terror in the hearts of men?
I don't know, maybe me? The Phantom?
Rose McGowan?
She was in Phantoms.
What is this movie? I've never heard of this movie.
It's where Ben Affleck is the shit, yo.
Again, you've explained nothing.
The bomb.
It's like you're having a non-communication contest. You're both losing. I'm losing.
Wait, listen to what I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm listening. You're not speaking.
There it is.
Okay.
All right.
You didn't say anything.
I'm saying Clown Posse.
No, you just didn't hear it.
So there's a movie called The Phantoms.
No, just Phantoms.
Phantoms. And what's it about?
The bomb?
Okay.
It's about Ben Thank Affleck. You.
It's about Ben. It's about 2 hours long. Okay. Good.
And if the bomb reaches 58 miles
sure, an hour, no, yeah, absolutely.
It'll blow up the Chrysler building.
Right. It's like a Chrysler
or
building.
Or something the size of
inside
the Chrysler
of a Chrysler building.
Building.
Yeah.
Right.
So they're like Russian doll pull it up.
Chrysler buildings?
Oh, wait, no, you can't pull it up on there.
Don't worry about it.
Because it's on Hulu.
Don't fucking worry about it. Don't worry about it. All right, I think that's enough Soz Show. I'm sad enough for the rest of us.
This
so.
Was a complete failure.
No, sure, absolutely. I think, I don't know, I think that's the charm of it. I think the charm is that we go into it with nothing and come out with less.
It's like a dump.
Sure.
Wait,
sure.
What?
Whatever.
Think about it, think about it, think
no,
about
don't.
It.
No, don't. You don't need to. Never made any sense. Pumpkin dumping?
Dumping pumpkin?
Blumpkin chunking. Pumpkin blumpkin.
Now that would be a show.
Well, no, that's whenever you come hard enough to launch the pumpkin.
Right. No, yeah, absolutely. That's more like.
But then you see that
it hits
white.
The ground, rolls off your knees, hits the ground.
You see that white. That. You see that white steam come out when like you shoot an air cannon. It's like
the CO2
that comes ejecting like out of the base of your balls.
But you're but you're not really moving. It's just expelling.
Oh god!
Plop.
Fizz fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Really. That-